be nice if you would.
26th of April.
Yeah, 29.
2018.
Couple announcements to be read. All right, guys.
Back row.
We're past 7 o'clock, so let's do this. Jerry's getting mad at me. All right. So I have the sign-up sheets for the wine and cheese, so that's going to be on May 10th at the former Presbyterian Church, top of East Papeswick Road. So sign up for fruit trays, vegetable trays, cheese, crackers, wine. So make sure it's passed around. Norm, can you put your hand up? So everybody see Norm? It's the last time everybody was asking me, who's Norm? This is Norm. Norm has the tickets for the wine and cheese. So we've printed up 50. If you need tickets, all right, they're going to be $12 each. So it would be really nice if we sold all 50 tickets that we don't have. So it's a good fundraiser for us. So please see Norm, get a couple tickets from him, and sell them. Any questions about that? No, we're good. All right. Good to have Dana Baker back with us, all right? So new people who are since we lost Trevor for 4 months, we've kind of switched Dana into second tenor for the next little bit, so we're good. So we'll get started. Everybody can stand up. Dana, don't listen to all the thinking. All right.
Why don't we do this before work?
Yeah. I'm not paying you for this. Just if you can.
You're not supposed to bend your knees, Blair.
Groin. This is when short comes in handy.
And a little bit of facial massage.
We do it to each other. If it turns into that kind of choir, I mean.
And just down underneath gently. Good. John, can we have a G?
Yeah.
So let's everybody stop. Yeah. So can I have it again? No, 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 don't. I don't want anybody, all right? I want you to listen to it, all right? Good. And then all together on ooh.
Ooh.
Good. And the reason for that is that you concentrate, you listen, right? You don't go oh, like this, sliding into it. Listen to the note and then land on top of it so you're just really secure. Good. So lip formation is very important for the ooh, very round and not wide. All right, so I'm getting almost an EU to begin with. All right, nice ooh. Na ne ni no. hammer it. Don't hammer it. Just land on top of it very gently to begin with. No, nah, like that, all right? Heads like this, right? So forehead should be just slightly ahead of your chin, all right? Just slightly ahead. Should be aiming the sound up and down. Do this way. All right, try that. Good head positions. Too much punch at the beginning, all right? So watch the very beginning, just gentle. TV in your life. So you should remember this as a very popular commercial over the years, all right? So if you don't, all right, which I didn't at first, all right, just go on YouTube and Google it, all right, the J.G. Wentworth commercials. They were very, very successful, all right? So John has arranged this for us, and we'll just start at the beginning, I think. And there's solo parts, but let's just all sing it for now, all right? When we get to the split parts, if you can do your bass baritone second tenor part, then go ahead and do it, all right? But we'll just run through it for just now. You want to do the intro there, John?
To be operatic, so I made it operatic, and so what I did was I gave you a sort of operatic cadenza that you're supposed to sing in the most operatic way possible. Basically, everyone's doing the same thing, but you don't all come in at the same time. So, like the first tenors go, 8-7-7-9-9. So it's just three notes, but you have it up as much as you can. The trickiest part is, let's see. The second tenors are so you just have to go up like three notes. And you don't have as many. The baritones do exactly the same thing, except they're starting on a different note. So they're in harmony with the tenors for that one little bit. So, it's the same three notes once it gets fast. And the basses just get to do the, and they're stuck on that note, and then they just get to go, okay, so Alan will bring you all in infallibly.
Yeah, yeah, good. So, Ross will be here next week and he'll be working on it. But let's just do a quick run through again, just from the beginning there.
I have to confess, I had never heard this.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah,
money on this.
I did.
Well, it's kind of funny because Ross,
I had a long non
for years, Ross didn't have TV, so I was kind of emailing back and forth about this and whether he wanted to do it, right? And I said, it was originally Dana that had suggested it, right? And I said, Dana's working for me this summer and he's coming back with choir, so it'd be good to do it, right? So Ross wrote back and he said, I suppose J.G. Wentworth is your firm. Right? Why Dana was working for me, right? So anyway, then once I sent in the YouTube link, and he came back and he said, you must have thought I was a fool. Right? And he said, but I didn't have TV, so I never saw it. Yeah.
Was this a maritime thing?
It was all
was
over, U.S. everywhere.
The U.S. show was
it's one of the most popular commercials of all time. And they brought it back in different ways.
It's a great name. Top of page one where it says, I need cash. Is there supposed to be now there?
Yes. Sorry, so write that in. I need cash now. Everybody see that?
So now on the B.
Now on the B flat.
So let's try from the beginning again. Where the solo bass comes in, they've helped thousands right there.
I've got a question.
Yep.
Where the solo baritone is, I feel like John's playing like a little doodly doo for much longer than I see in the music.
Okay. Yeah.
I
so. A little carried away, John.
I didn't actually play it all. But I didn't play all that because I didn't get know until the day we were doing this, so I didn't practice.
Sure, that's fine. So
is there a long pause there?
So it's,
just before you come in.
One.
Yeah. And that's actually, I think, in at least one of the versions. There are slight differences between various commercial versions.
Okay.
But I think I got the bum from one of them.
Good. So anyway, I wanted to try to go through this so that we can kind of get that mix in between the two solo things there. So let's just try that. They've helped thousands.
Seven cash now.
Good, got stuck. Yeah, we'll see what
Hey, Alan, what's next? A beach commercial? Yeah. Well, I said we should follow it up with Casino Taxi.
Casino Taxi! They're the fast one.
That's the longest running commercial.
It's all right, okay.
Good. The guy that does the show on CBC about Age of Persuasion.
Pardon me?
Age of Persuasion on CBC.
Uh-huh.
Terry O'Reilly.